Extreme focus is not merely the ability to think the right thoughts, but the ability to screen out the wrong thoughts, the distractions, doubts, and fears, and the mental crosstalk that interferes with our best performance. As former Reds and Mets third baseman Ray Knight once said, "Concentration is the ability to think about absolutely nothing when it is absolutely necessary." The rest of the universe, with its worries and distractions, fades from our thoughts. Nothing exists except the goal, the performance, the task at hand. When we are able to screen out both doubts and distractions, we empower ourselves to perform to the absolute best of our ability. The poet Carl Sandburg once wrote, "Nothing happens unless first a dream." And H. Jackson Brown, Jr., author of Life's Little Instruction Book, once observed, "You can't stuff a great life into a small dream." What are your big dreams? What is the vision that fires you up inside? What is the one great thing you would like to accomplish before you leave this world? Do you want to write the great American novel? Start a new business? Design your dream house? Build a park for the kids in your neighborhood? Run for public office? Launch a spaceship to Mars? How far and how high can your imagination take you? Let me tell you about some of my dreams and how extreme focus enabled me to turn those dreams into a reality. I dreamed of building an NBA expansion team from the ground up. The average sports fan has no idea what's involved in creating a brand new NBA franchise. You have to raise millions of dollars, meet with hundreds of civic and business leaders, market the idea to the community, assemble an ownership group, build an arena, and much more. It's about as big a challenge as running for president. But once that dream had taken shape in my brain, it grabbed me and wouldn't let go. I had originally thought of locating the new team in Tampa or Miami, but during a speaking trip to Florida, two Orlando civic leaders, John Tolson and Jimmy Hewitt, convinced me that Orlando was the place to be, even though the city had no arena and no history of pro sports. Long story short, I moved my family to Florida in June 1986, and we began building that dream. There were no guarantees that the NBA would grant us the franchise, but we were totally focused on making it happen. Even before we had a name for the team or an arena to play in, we began selling season tickets and skyboxes. We got lots of help from the Chamber of Commerce and from local marketing and finance wizards. By early 1987, we had assembled an ownership group led by Bill DuPont of the DuPont Chemical Clan, and we had a name for the team, the Orlando Magic. A short time later, the NBA brass rendered their decision. The Orlando Magic was officially an NBA franchise, scheduled to open its first season in 1989. From the time I left Philadelphia with a dream between my ears until our inaugural tip-off was a span of more than 4 years. It was 4 years of long hours, thousands of handshakes and speeches, countless rubber chicken dinners, and many, many frustrations and disappointments. There were dozens of times I wondered why I was wasting my life on a hopeless quest. Today, my dream is a reality. The Orlando Magic is one of the elite teams in the NBA and a major force in the economy of Central Florida. We just moved into the Amway Center, our new $480 million arena, perhaps the finest indoor sports facility in the world. It seems like it was just yesterday when we broke ground on our first arena. On the concourse of the new arena is a display that takes you back through the entire history of the Orlando Magic. The first time I walked through that display of memorabilia and photos, I was overwhelmed with memories and emotions of those early days when we were just getting this magical dream off the ground. It's literally the history of a dream come true, and it all happened through the power of extreme focus. If you wonder if extreme focus is as powerful as I say it is, and if it is truly the life-changing power to achieve your dreams, then come to Orlando, my friend. Take in a Magic game and believe.